Costs to originate keep rising, even with more technology in the industry. The problem is the core platform. A new LOS can re-architect the process around data, not humans moving paper files. Vesta has built this LOS, and you can learn more at vesta.com. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsor, Vesta. Welcome, everyone. This is Sarah Wheeler coming to you from HousingWire's The Gathering, where we're recording in the Final Offer podcast studio. My guest today is Damian Eales, Realtor.com CEO, to talk about the lawsuit and how Realtor.com is going on the offensive for buyer agents. Damian, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much for having me, Sarah. Really appreciate it.
We are really excited. The timing is great. So you guys just launched this campaign to really bring to, you know, the consumer, straight to the consumers. Here's the value of a buyer's agent, right?
Yeah.
Loved the, you know, you took out full page ads in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, and you listed 111 things. It's like, okay, if you're not going to have a buyer's agent, just be prepared to do these things.
Yeah.
I thought it was genius, really. So kind of tell me, what was the genesis of that? What do you hope consumers get out of this?
Yeah. Well, I guess the genesis was is that the debate is raging in the industry, and we felt it was important that we stood up and defended the professionalism and the purposefulness of our customers. Fundamentally, that's why we stood up. And I think that a lot of the debate has been really reduced to a discussion on real estate commissions and the comparison of those commissions to other markets. You may have detected my accent. I'm an Australian, and so I have a unique perspective of having lived in both the Australia and the US. And I think it's a very reductive argument to just consider commissions. We wanted to shine the light on the benefits that buyer agents bring to consumers in this market, benefits that were really fought for by consumer advocates many years ago, and remind consumers of those benefits, but perhaps also to remind realtors and real estate professionals of those benefits. You know, we listed out 111 really important things that buyer agents do in what is often the biggest and most significant financial transaction of a consumer's life.
Well, and especially because the consumer might do that one, two, or three times. Even if you've done it before, the process might have changed. You've forgotten. You don't do this all the time. It's not like Amazon, right? Like, I ordered this, or DoorDash, or whatever. It is so different. So how do you hope that agents take what you've created there and this campaign and really leverage it for themselves?
Well, I think it, in a couple of different ways. In the first instance, I think it's a terrific opportunity to just review what those 111 points are. They don't apply to every consumer, but it is a process that buyer agents should be going through as they support that buyer to both find a home and actually guide them through the transaction process. And where I think an agent sees opportunity for improvement or to ensure that they're doing all of those things, that's a great opportunity to do a checklist for themselves. But secondly, it's an opportunity for them to then use that checklist to actually show their customer, show the consumer. You know, our customers, the buyer agents that we support, ought to be very proud of the value that they bring to those consumers. And I think having a really concise way to do that is important. We think the advertising really sets that up well. The third way, though, that our customers can help us is to amplify the message. And so we very intentionally, with this campaign, created a toolkit that our customers can send us their logo, and we can co-brand that campaign and give them all of the digital assets so that they can then extend it amongst their network of customers, but also their community, because I think this is really a community issue.
I think that, you know, so here we are at The Gathering. I've already talked to several agents who were so thankful to have somebody pushing back in, straight to consumers. So I think one of the things that's really been surprising to me, frustrating to agents in this, is that the way that they've been portrayed. I mean, we have heard the NAR called a cartel. We have heard all sorts of things, you know, come out. And most recently, it's like, oh, this is going to help the buyers, you know, home prices are going to go down with this change. There might be some good things that happen through these changes.
Yeah.
But at the heart of it, from my perspective, I was just so surprised at how negatively, you know, the realtor, the buyer agent was portrayed.
Yeah. I agree. In fact, one of our competitors, Homes.com, called buyer agents fake agents when they launched their business. So I don't think that that did any good to help our community of customers at large. I think it was really damaging. But I think that if I look at the DOJ and the antitrust lawyers' intentions, it was to create greater transparency of commissions, to create greater competition, and to create a greater level of professionalism in the industry. And you have to say, you might not agree with everything that the DOJ or the antitrust lawyers have said, but you have to give it to them that they have improved transparency, competitiveness, and professionalism. Just the mere fact that buyer agents are now going to be required to sign a buyer agency agreement before showing a home, I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. That gives an opportunity to have a really professional conversation about the services that are going to be offered. So, look, we support that. We also think, though, that certainly there's nothing that we've seen that would say that those same people want a future that significantly reduces consumer protections. You know, we've got to remember that the American system has some significant advantages over other markets insofar as the vast majority of transactions in this market are supported by independent advice through a buyer agency. And I don't think that lawmakers or the administration is really seeking to remove consumer protections in their search to make housing more affordable.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You mentioned you're Australian. We can hear it in your accent too. How does the Australian housing market, you know, how does buyer agency work there versus here? And what are some things that you think we could learn from them, or what things should we not want to do?
Maybe there are some things that the Australian system can learn from the American system too. Look, I think that first and foremost, again, it's a really simplistic argument to compare these two markets on the basis of one statistic being the commission that is paid to an agent. But let's start there. In the Australian market, you're typically paying 1% to 3% in commission to a listing agent. Let's average it at 2%. And as we know, in the American market, it's closer to 5.3%. But underlying that one number, there is a very significant difference, that being that in the Australian market, 97% of buyers are not represented. They go into the transaction on their own. They have to hire their own legal representation and go through the process. It's a very scary process. A lot of homes are transacted via auction in Australia as well, which makes it even more terrifying for a first-time home buyer. Those with the least network, and I might say that I was lucky enough to have friends of the family who supported me when I was a first-time home buyer. A lot of people don't have those same networks. So, yes, lower commission, but in the American model, you're supporting two agents and you're ensuring representation on both sides of the transaction. The second difference between America and Australia is that you've got to remember, in the American model, really the National Association of Realtors was prescient in this, insofar as when they established Realtor.com, one of the conditions was that we would give listings to the broader community for free. That doesn't happen in the Australian market, and that decision by the NAR 30 years ago, and also the MLS system in America, ensures that listings are ubiquitous, they're available everywhere, and they're free. That's a fundamental difference. In the Australian market, if you want your home to be seen, then you have to pay for that home to be listed, otherwise it is invisible in the market. And the realtor has to pay to subscribe to ensure that that home is boosted. So it's a very, very different model. That we don't think that model that is dominant in Australia is as applicable in the US, for the very reason that listings are available everywhere. There is no advantage. So REA, which is a company that has shared ownership with Realtor.com under News Corp, REA has a 3x audience advantage over the next competitor, the next portal, Domain.com, and then it falls away very quickly. The next competitor has no more than 10% market share. So really very, very different market in that regard. And there's a third difference between the Australian and the US market, which I think deserves attention, is that in the US market, you don't typically pay a lot of stamp duty or transfer tax. So in many states in America, for instance, you pay zero transfer tax. And I would say, looking at the spread across states, perhaps, you know, you might pay up to 1%, in some states a little higher as well. But in Australia, for an average home, in most states of Australia, you're paying between 3 and 5% transfer tax. So I said to a group of people recently, if I could just summarise the Australian system of buying a home and the transaction cost versus the US system, the last time I bought a home in Australia, the transaction cost was over 7%. So it wasn't 2%, it was over 7%, because quite frankly there was 2% that the list was paid to the listing agent. I paid 5% in transaction tax, and I'm being conservative because somebody had to pay for the advertising, somebody had to pay for the staging, somebody had to pay for all of those other costs that are often included in the 5.3% commission in the US system. If I was to buy that same property where I now live in Austin, Texas, I would pay probably 5.3% on average to a listing agent, and I would pay no transaction tax. So 5.3% versus 7 or 8% in Australia. And in the American model, both the buyer and the seller is represented independently in the transaction. Give me the American model any day of the week.
Interesting, isn't it, that there was the plaintiff's lawyer in the Sitzer Burnett, you know, they hired an Australian expert to yeah. really bolster their case against the buyer's agent. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm familiar with that, but I'm not familiar with the details of what was said in the court case, so I can't really comment. But all I would say is that you've got to look very holistically at the differences in the market. I just think that in the American market, and it's a very litigious market to America, you want to really make sure that there is, in the event that you are only dealing with a listing agent, there is a significant imbalance of power. The seller is represented by a professional who negotiates for a living. You know, there's another interesting difference between the Australian and the US market that also bears repeating, because not a lot of people talk about it. In the Australian market, if you go to a listing portal, you won't see a lot of the negatives about that neighbourhood. You won't see the fire risk map. You won't see the floodplain map. You won't see a noise map. These are all features that we show at Realtor.com, because the model is funded from the buy side, not from the sell side. Why would a seller ever want to say anything negative about a property? So, once again, I really think that, you know, people should be careful what they wish for, because what comes with restructuring this model, and of course the American model isn't perfect, but it has delivered consumer protections that have benefited many, many millions of home buyers in this country. And I've reflected upon the history of this in America, and in a recent op-ed that I wrote in the Wall Street Journal, I tried to call attention to the fact that it was in the 1990s that commissions in the US were over 6%, but they only were paid to the listing agent. And we think that what has transpired since then, through the work of consumer advocates, is that now buyers have representation. In fact, dual agency was subsequently banned in 8 markets. We think in many respects, now that commissions have gone from over 6% to closer to 5%, and rather than having one agent in the transaction, you now have two agents in the transaction, America has really gained two for less than the price of one in terms of agent representation. I don't think that that story is told. And once again, I don't think that the administration's intent would be to reduce the cost of home buying so significantly that consumer protections were lost in the way that they could be lost,
right,
if buyer agency was to be significantly reduced.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I also think it's just a misconception to think that, oh, if we have, you know, a lower commission, somehow that's going to lower the value of the house or like the home price. I just don't know where that comes from. That seems crazy to me.
No, I don't think so either. And also, what are the other costs that will get incurred if somebody doesn't know what their fair housing entitlements are, or
exactly,
if they do, you know, buy a property where a buyer agent might have significant knowledge about a local area and about the local neighbourhood, and if that information isn't provided to them, well, they're only dealing with the person who has a fiduciary responsibility to the seller. And I think that, you know, we as an industry, I think, should really make the case really loud and clear that we support buyer agency. I don't think that increasing dual agency is necessarily a good thing for the industry. Of course, buyers should have a choice, and buyers should be free to negotiate what they think is a fair and reasonable fee for buyer agency. It is a market where those negotiations can and should happen. But as an industry, we've really got to switch this conversation from one of commissions to one of consumer protection.
So you became CEO summer of 2023.
Yeah, that's right.
Jump right into the fire, why don't you? You know
yeah.
what I mean? So, you know, Realtor.com is not the number one portal where maybe people go to find it. What's your vision for gaining market share for growing this company?
Yeah, well, it's in a couple of different ways. We may not be number one, but we are number two. Obviously, Redfin is number three, and according to the independent audience measure of Comscore, homes.com dropped again to number four last month. And, you know, we're really, we're very focused on growing audience in a couple of different ways. First and foremost, at our heart, we're a digital product company, and, you know, there's a reason why our app rate's 4.9 on the App Store, and we're constantly adding new features to that app to improve our consumer search capability. Our maps are best in class. All of our risk maps, for instance, are really a useful part of the consumer search experience. We're doing a lot of work with AI and leveraging all of the capabilities of the broader News Corp, both in North America, but also with our colleagues at realestate.com.au in Australia, to try and bring innovation in terms of generative AI. But in addition to that, we're growing our audience and actually growing our audience share by leveraging the power of News Corp. You know, News Corp has an audience of about 160 million uniques in North America. A lot of those don't currently cross over to Realtor.com, but we see a lot of different ways that we can leverage our news media organisations to drive audience in real estate. I mean, real estate is very much an entertainment category in many respects. So are our publications like the New York Post. So when we write stories about the NFL draft day coming up, we'll also be writing a lot of real estate stories to determine where those players will be buying or selling as they move around the country. That's just a simple example.
So, you know, the News Corp ownership really does give you this unique, platform and a unique perspective, unique resources. And it's one of the reasons, you know, this advocacy that you guys, this campaign you're doing, is there more to come on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was terrific that piece was recently published in the Wall Street Journal, and I would expect to see more pieces published in other publications outside of our own publications. In addition to that, the campaign that we launched last week and that we're talking about on stage here at the gathering is very much going to expand over coming weeks and months. We want to tell the full story about the benefits of buyer agency, and we really want to create a call to arms for the industry to help us get that message out there in their own different ways.
Well, Damien, thank you so much for sitting down talking to us. Thank you for addressing our audience here at the gathering on this really important topic of, you know, understanding and communicating the value proposition of the buyer's agent. So we really appreciate it.
Terrific. Really happy to help. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to take a minute to rate the show and leave a comment. And make sure to tune in tomorrow for more news and insight.